Hi, this is Channel 9. Who are you?
I'm Parmesh.
Hello, Parmesh. What do you do at Microsoft?
Well, other than being a big fan of baseball.
Wow.
Of course, cricket. I run the developer tools group here at the IDC.
That's great. So, tell me more about your role here.
This is a gift, by the way, that I got from my team for completing 15 years of Microsoft last year.
15 years?
Yeah, I completed 15 years in 2004.
Wow, that's amazing.
Yep. I had a ton of fun, and I used to work in Redmond for the first 12 years.
Okay.
And for the last 4 years, I've been in India, Hyderabad. And I run the developer tools group. I think I'm being repetitive here. We have several projects going on right now. We are part of Visual Studio. We primarily deliver the current Visual Studio. And we are part of the team that does the next generation of software end-to-end lifecycle development tools, otherwise known as Visual Studio Team Systems. We are doing parts of the server components. And we have taken ownership of Visual Studio for devices. We are also building tools and technologies for migrating Java developers and Java applications to .NET. So we go the whole nine yards there to help developers and applications in terms of white papers, guidance, examples, tools, etc. Our team of close to about 100 people.
Okay.
I don't know where else I would be, but Microsoft is a really cool place.
That's great. So how is it working at Redmond, and how is it working here? What do you prefer really?
Honestly, I don't think there is a preference. The reason I moved back to India is primarily personal. And the one really good thing that I've noticed after coming to India is, you know, we've pretty much brought the entire Microsoft culture from there to here. It's not exactly the same. There are differences. But the ones you walk into this building, you can't tell the difference whether you're in Redmond or not.
Yeah, that's true. This is a fantastic campus here.
Absolutely, no doubt about that. And, you know, we take great pride about that, actually.
Yep. So you mentioned about VSD,
yeah.
Visual Studio for Devices. I think a lot of people are excited about that. Can you tell us more about that?
Yeah, I can tell you more about all the projects. I'm excited about all the projects that we're working on. We're also working on yet another project for sending SMSs from desktop and stuff like that. But I don't want to get into any details around that. As far as Visual Studio for Devices is concerned, we are building the next generation. We're actually starting planning for the next generation of what a device development is going to be like. And there again, we're trying to take the learnings that we've had from VSTS in terms of developing, or in terms of actually enabling people to build software end-to-end. For example, there is no testing support for handheld device applications. So we're looking at that, we're looking at what it actually means to make line of business application development really cool and rich. So there are a whole bunch of things that we're actually naming right now. Great team that we've actually assembled out of both internal and external people. And super proud of this fact. The other cool thing is Visual Studio for Devices. The unique thing I'd say is that it touches a lot of other divisions and groups that we have to work with. For example, we're sitting about development framework, we have to work with the Mobile Developer Experience Group, with the MDPG, the embedded developer group and stuff like that. So we take input from various groups. So one other really, really important aspect of VSD that I forgot was the word device emulator. I don't know what more a developer could ask for other than developing on their desktop, and even though they may not have a physical device, they are actually able to try out their application on their desktop on the device emulator. Super cool.
That's great. I think Sriram was showing me a demo of that yesterday. He'll be demoing the entire thing today itself.
Yeah, that's something that we are
showing. You're showing me that you could skin it and everything.
Yeah.
You've seen the skins on the fly.
Yeah, we are actually talking about, you know, adding more peripheral support and stuff like that to it also. So the look and feel of it would be like, you know, so you had a real device.
Sounds great.
And you're also working on performance to make sure that, you know, people say, oh, you know what, a real device is a real device, and on an emulator the performance will be lower than interesting. That ain't going to happen.
Okay, why do you say that?
We are actually working on performance. So,
okay.
Our goal is to actually make sure that the experience of developing on an emulator is identical in terms of performance, features, stability and all this stuff to actually working on a device.
Okay.
Maybe I confused you by saying that we ain't going to do that. I really meant we ain't going to let the device development, the device emulator fall behind.
Okay. So Paramesh, how has life changed at Microsoft in the last 15 years? How has Microsoft been back then and how is it now? Has it really changed over the times? Has it metamorphosized, changed with the times, become better?
I Microsoft, there are just about 4,000 people in the company. Today we have about 64,000-65,000 people. So in that way, yeah, Microsoft has grown. I don't know whether it's a biased comment or not, but the way I feel it today is exactly the way I felt about Microsoft 16 years ago when I joined. It's a company with an enormous amount of energy, enthusiasm, and smartness. And, people ask me all the time, what is a typical day at Microsoft like? And my standard response to them is there is no typical day. That's what makes this life so much exciting. And I spent a good part of my life here, that's about 13 or 16 years, in various roles in operating systems. I started my career working on performance of OS2, and when Microsoft was still developing OS2, and then we moved to the Windows NT team, and it was not performance. So starting from there, I did a bunch of things working on Windows performance, and then moved over to working on testing for a while, then became a program manager. So I've done a bunch of different things, and then I came over to India and started a group for developing a feature called Systems Resource Manager. And then about 3 years ago, I moved into this completely different world of developers, running the developer tools group here. So I have had a ton of learning, a ton of fun, and met a lot of great, great, absolutely stellar people. In many ways, Microsoft is my life.
That's great. So wish you very good luck for the next 15 years and more.
Thanks, Joshua. Okay. Really appreciate it.
Thanks. See you soon.